What's happening, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Football Project Podcast Daily Edition. And this focuses on volleyball and their postseason clash with Florida State. And yes, unfortunately, K-State's season now officially ends. Due to losing out in the first round of the NCAA tournament, volleyball tournament there, to Florida State, getting swept 3-0 in the first round rep match, and K-State's season comes to a close early exit in the tournament there. And like I talked about earlier in one of the dailies earlier this week, Susie Fritz on Wildcat Insider talked about, and I don't know what it is about these coaches over here in the Little Apple. Obviously Bruce Weber confident that, you know, and for rightfully so, he's pumped up about Wichita State, which again, we'll have all the reaction to that on Monday's edition, this upcoming Monday's edition of the Daily. And Susie Fritz was confident as well, going in this matchup, that, hey, we have an opportunity. If all the ducks line in a row, we can go in here up to Lincoln and get it done. Well, you know, the NCAA tournament is a different beast, and the first set was probably the best opportunity for K-State to steal that momentum away from Florida State. That did not happen. Swept in straight sets to the Florida State Seminoles 25-20 in set number one, then 25-16 in set two, and then Florida State finished off 25-17. I did listen to some of this match on KMAN with Rob Volker there at the time there. So K-State came in this postseason 15-12, and they were the last four in. And again, going back to what I talked about earlier this week on this podcast, on these dailies, they had, I thought they were done for the year, and they snuck in there the opposite of last year. They should have got in last year. They had no business being left out of the tournament last year, and they got snubbed this year. They lucked in. So I guess you can't have it both ways, I guess. But in this case, it's here. Both teams were coming in on losing streaks. K-State was longer than Florida State's. Florida State came in this match, lost 3 in a row, while K-State lost 6 in a row. And now you throw that in there with losing to Florida State in your season. And as well, Aaliyah Carter only had 9 kills in this game. Haley Warner, I turned it on, listened to this match at the time where Haley Warner was kind of hot in this one. Haley Warner added 8 kills as well, and she paced the team last night with the team leading 3-7-5 there as well. Excuse me. Reading Susie Fritz's quotes from the post match contest there. Pretty disappointed. I think, and a little frustrated, to be honest. And then Coach Fritz carried on. Quote, I think we're capable of significantly better. We've had some consistency issues up and down and some ebbs and some flows. And I felt all along if we could kind of put it all together at the same time, this team could be pretty special and do some really good things. I think at times we've been able to do that this season as well. And she goes on and says, it's hard not to be a little bit reflective at this very minute, because that's it. This is one that ends it for that particular group. I have appreciated the work ethic, the investment of time and effort and energy that they've put into it. They truly are extraordinary women and still trying to find their way in a lot of ways, but that was not the performance that we had hoped for. I think we can be better. Again, going back to what I said early on, you know, that this one, I mean, she talked about, Coach Fritz talked about the consistency going in here and needing to play at the bet at the right time, and that's kind of hard to do. And you have to be playing, again, if it's football, baseball, basketball, volleyball, whatever you're doing, you have to be you have to be playing good at the right time, and you want to be playing your best ball towards the end of the year, especially if you're a playoff team. You want to be playing at better at the right time. You want to be clicking on all cylinders. And K-State, it, you know, you losing now. It would be different if they had it, if they were, you know, won some of those last games in the regular season. But you know, lose six in a row and to go on a tournament like that, you know, I mean, man, you have some studs up in there, like Aaliyah Carter, Mackenzie Morris. Obviously, it comes the season comes to the volleyball career close for Jackie Smith, and I've been saying I gotta send my apologies to Holly Bonday. I've been saying Holly Bond this entire time on this podcast for the last 2 years, and so I finally got the, well, just listening to obviously the people on K-Man and Rob Volker, it's Holly Bonday, not Holly Bond. Obviously, Holly Bond, you would think it's a silent E on there, but it's not. So it's Holly Bonday. Excuse me. I apologize for that. Holly Bonday, a senior, her career comes to a close, as well as I think Kaylee Fernholtz as well. I know Jackie Smith is a senior as well. They only had three graduating, so majority of this team is going to be coming back next year as well. Some individual highlights here real quick. Mackenzie Morris led the team with 9 digs. Tiana Adams Connolly recorded 25 more assists in this game, added 7 digs as well. And then both Aaliyah Carter and Tiana Adams Connolly both tallied a pair of serve aces as well. K-State registered just one block in this match from the tandem block of Sydney Bolding and Haley Warner as well. Only one block. How do you do that? I have no idea. That was a season game low. One block. Oh my. So that's, you know, that, yeah, that this one's going to sting for quite a bit until next season for them as well. And of course, K-State made a return to the NCAA for the first time since 2016 as well. So this one ends officially, now ends Kansas State volleyball season at 15 and 13. And you know, you have, again, you only lose three as far as I know right now, and you have majority of this team coming back. So again, you have some pieces. Obviously, you can continue to build around a superstar like Aaliyah Carter. You have a chance to try to build, to continue to build, and we'll have to see. But unfortunately, last night, or I should late yesterday, Florida State swept K-State in volleyball in the first round of the NCAA tournament to end K-State's volleyball season at 15 and 13. Our Purple Project podcast, find it wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and a few more outlets out there as well. If you're not a subscriber to Triple P, you better do that now, because there's going to be a lot of content. Obviously, there's been a content this week, but there's been so much that's happened in the last, what, 48, 72 hours. You want to be, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And episode 73 is out of the podcast with my co-host Alex Aiden, which is a good one. Make sure you're tell your friends about it, subscribe, download it, listen to it, and all that fun jazz. But for right now, that's going to put a pin on this volleyball edition of the Daily Podcast. Go Cats, Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.